This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday the 29th of August. We haven't quite had any 8-2 scorelines here in Japan, but we did see 24 goals in just 5 matches yesterday, including a 6-0, a 4-0 and a 4-1. The situation at the top is as tight as ever, but we might just have a little more clarity now down at the bottom. Well, hello again, and Kashiwa Reysol came back from 2 goals behind in an astonishing second half to condemn Kawasaki Frontale to a club-record 7th straight defeat and maintain their own challenge for J-League title glory. After a goalless opening period, Takuro Yajima opened the scoring for Kawasaki 5 minutes after the restart with a low 25-yard volley, before Juninho doubled the visitors' advantage with a fine solo effort just 4 minutes later. Having fallen 3 points off the pace with defeat at new leaders Gamba Osaka in midweek, Kashiwa could ill afford another setback, and the recovery effort began on the hour mark when Masato Kudo headed home a cross from left-back Wataru Hashimoto. Junya Tanaka then skillfully trapped a long pass from Akimi Barada to fire the home side level on 73 minutes, before sending the crowd into raptures 5 minutes later with another composed finish from Hashimoto's neat through ball. Gamba retained their hold on top spot with a thumping 4-0 victory away to Kansai rivals Vissel Kobe, who had gone 5 games unbeaten going into the weekend. Informed Brazilian marksman Rafinha turned provider, for first Takuya Takei and then Kim Sung-yong, as the hosts struggled to live with the Osaka club's fast passing game. Lee Kun-ho and Takahiro Futagawa later found the net to add gloss to an impressive team performance. Champions Nagoya Grampus overcame the concession of an early Mike Havenar opener to remain 1 point behind in second following a comfortable 4-1 home win over Vanfore Corfu. Keiji Tamada and Joshua Kennedy scored in quick succession to turn the match on its head, before Corfu defender Danielle was dismissed for violent conduct and Jungo Fujimoto scored from the resulting free kick on the stroke of half-time. The former Shimizu S-Pulse midfielder collected a pass from Kennedy to complete the scoring midway through the second half. Yokohama F. Marinos slipped 3 points off the pace, ahead of Kashiwa on goal difference, with a goalless draw in Shimizu on Saturday. Fourth from bottom, Ormia Ardija finally recorded their first home win of the season at the 12th attempt, deservedly beating Jubilo Iwata 2-0 to move 7 points clear of Corfu in the final relegation position. With the match still scoreless going into the final 20 minutes, Keigo Higashi expertly controlled a backheader from Raphael to take 2 Iwata defenders out of the game on the turn, and fired the ball home past Yoshikatsu Kawaguchi. Daigo Watanabe sealed the win soon afterwards with a perfectly placed side footer from just outside the penalty area. Ormia are now tied on 28 points with neighbours Urawa Reds, who conceded twice late on to lose 3-1 at Cerezo Osaka, and Alborex Niigata, who went down to a sole David Mujiri effort away to Sanfrecce Hiroshima. Montedeo Yamagata fell 11 points adrift of safety with 10 games to play after a 2-1 loss at the Galta Sendai, while Avispa Fukuoka were thumped 6-0 by Kashima Antlers to go fully 16 points behind Ormia, 4 more than they've accumulated in 24 matches so far this season. Yuzo Tashiro and Yasushi Endo each netted braces for Kashima, with defenders Daiki Uemasa and Koji Nakata both finding the score sheet as well to strengthen their grasp on fifth position, albeit still 9 points behind the top four. Finally, a couple more talking points, and Kawasaki Frontale midfielder Kengo Nakamura has been recalled to the Japan squad for the forthcoming World Cup qualifiers against North Korea and Uzbekistan. Urawa Reds forward Genki Haraguchi earns a first call-up, while Hiroshi Kiyotake retains his place after impressing in the recent friendly against South Korea. Also, Shimizu S-Pulse have confirmed the surprise signing of former Arsenal and Sweden star Fredrik Ljungberg. The 34-year-old, whose former clubs also include Chicago Fire and Celtic, could be in line for a debut in the Shizuoka Derby at Jubilo Iwata on the 10th of September. That's all for this time. Join me again on Wednesday next week for news on those qualifiers. Japan at home to North Korea in Saitama on Friday evening, before travelling to Uzbekistan next Tuesday. Bye for now.